What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ooh, the great Michael Franti. Love him. This has not been a good week for Alaska Airlines. This is from the New York Post. The Alaska Airlines pilot who guided 171 passengers and four flight attendants to safety when a door panel blew off the aircraft, we talked about this briefly earlier this week, was not aware of the mid-flight emergency but knew something was catastrophically wrong. First Officer Emily Whiprod feared passengers were being sucked out of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 when she turned around and saw empty seats as she and her captain made an emergency landing at Portland International.
Well, that just doesn't make sense. How did she not know that there was a hole in the side of the plane and also fear that passengers were being sucked out?
Because they are securely bolted into that cockpit. I mean, I think...
Door's always locked.
Always.
I think she saw the passengers when the plane got on the ground.
Okay, gotcha.
Opens the door. And, you know, I'm sure a pilot... Well, I don't know. Are they informed of how many people are actually on the flight? Because I bet a MAX 9... carries more than 171 people.
Listen to this. The first indication was an explosion in my ears and this whoosh of air. My body was forced forward. There was a large bang as well. She says the flight deck door was open. I saw tubes hanging from the cabin. Mm. Wow.
Happened 6 minutes after takeoff. That door should have been closed and locked. They're real specific about that. I'm glad everybody's okay.
It was missing four key bolts. Again, if you missed that, they were missing four key bolts.
Of course. And then this happened yesterday. An Alaskan Airlines airplane aborted takeoff at Nashville International Airport yesterday to avoid a potential collision with a Southwest airline. Man, how does this happen?
Slammed on the brakes from over 100 miles an hour. All of the brakes, obviously, seized up. All of the tires blew out.
Okay. It was scheduled to fly to Seattle.
At least they missed, though, because we had the story earlier in the week where two planes actually collided.
Well, that was a bigger plane and a much smaller plane.
The upright wing of the smaller plane was no longer attached.
Yes. And since we are your go-to station for all things aviation, California man has been arrested after he allegedly choked and kicked several Frontier flight attendants. Did we do this yesterday?
No, this is a new one, I think, Scott.
While screaming, "This airplane is going down," during a wild mid-air meltdown. Charles Salva, 30, is accused of attacking the crew soon after the flight took off from Santa Ana, headed towards San Francisco on Monday of this week. He had just spent the weekend at Disneyland with his three-year-old daughter.
Okay.
Nothing says joy like choking the flight attendant.
What happened at Disneyland, sir?
Claimed to investigators in the aftermath that he was a child molester and he lashed out because he feared those on board were trying to get him to admit his crimes.
Wait, what?
This took a weird dark turn.
Well, I'm going to assume that that elevator does not go to the top. The chaos kicked off when Salva allegedly stood up and tried to rip down his oxygen mask from the overhead compartment while the seatbelt sign was still on. When flight attendants went to check on him, Salva started firing off obscenities and screamed, "We are all going to hell. Okay. This airplane is going down."
Okay.
Wow.
How was your trip to the happiest place on earth?
He was escorted off the plane on a gurney.
I tell you what, it's time to have a Jerk Air board meeting because we need to expand our fleet.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Our planes are overflowing.
Do our planes have bolts on the doors, Sam?
Obviously not.
No, gosh, no. Don't even have seatbelts on our planes.
We're not going to give you a jetpack either.
And if you think you're going to get a
DB Cooper your ass right out of that thing,
think you're going to get an in-air snack.
Nope.
I got beachfront property in Kansas City.
Got a knuckle sandwich for you.
Yeah. Hey, let's play just for poops and grins that Jim Gaffigan clip you sent us.
Oh my God. Speaking of poop. I will at some point go see him live again. He is so funny. He is so clean. And now that he is aging, his jokes are even funnier. There was a moment where when he first started having kids with his wife, a lot of the jokes were about babies. Mm-hmm. Well, he's kind of moved past that now, and he's getting into old man jokes as he gets older. I think he's funnier now than he has ever been at any other point. I truly do.
So here it is. Hang on. He's talking about getting a colonoscopy.
It's not an easy decision, because the best news you can find out from getting a camera stuck up your butt is learning you didn't need to have a camera stuck up your butt. That's the best news. Yeah, we didn't need to do that. We can just chalk that up, one for fun. And the day before the procedure, you can't eat anything, and I'm a total pig, so I was terrified. But after I was awake for 5 hours and I hadn't eaten anything, I wasn't hungry. I was suicidal. I was so bored. I was like, what am I supposed to sit here and feel feelings? Then at noon and at 6 p.m., you have to drink this serum that I believe is made by a collaboration of X-Lax and Taco Bell. Printed on the side of the serum, it should have just said, drink this in the bathroom. Might want to grab a pillow and a book.
He's so good. So funny. Collaboration of X-Lax and Taco Bell.
In the bathroom. Oh, my God, he is funny.
I can't wait for the day you go in and get a real one.
Well, I am probably due because that box thing that we will never talk about again, I'm never doing it again. And then Cologuard? A friend of mine is a colorectal surgeon. And I just said to her after the experience with Cologuard, I said, I will be calling you. I will be making an appointment and you will get to know me intimately.
But that box is smiling from edge to edge.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, you're not smiling when you're doing the deal and you're not smiling when you have to walk into the UPS store and hand that off to the poor UPS attendant who knows exactly what is in that box.
Poop in a box.
God, so disgusting.
They don't tell you in the commercial what you're really getting and what you're really going to do.
No,
I would rather
awful.
Drink the serum
it's
for
It's awful. You know, there's a Saturday Night Live parody about that. And whoever the actor was, I can't remember. At the door is like, why are you smiling at me? And he's like, because it's fun. Let me in. You're going to have fun doing it. And the guy's like, no, I don't think I want to let you in.
you don't want that guy.
No, you don't let that box into your house. Trust me on that.
Somebody says, Sam, explain this to me because you're the tech wizard on the show. Scott doesn't even know the SE3 is the newest version of his phone with the thumbprint.
Similar to other phone lines, Apple is now getting into releasing lesser phone lines, if that makes sense, where you can get the iPhone 16 or you can get the sub model, which is the SE line of iPhones, which still has a home button and still has a fingerprint unlock.
Oh,
so
okay.
The iPhone
so it's
8.
It's their way of separating me from another $1,000.
Well, you're still going to have to pay probably about $800-900.
See, why? My 8, I'm going to sound like an old man again, second time today. My iPhone 8 works. Okay, fourth. Works perfectly.
How long does your battery last?
All day. I've been on the phone a lot today and I've been watching videos. I'm still at 42%.
Using TikTok as your search engine?
Is there any other?
I mean,
I want the news.
Obviously.
I'm in the news business.
Clearly. You want the most up-to-date and honest and objective news
exactly
that can
right.
be presented.
That is exactly right.
When we get back, we might play this because it's Friday and we just want to goof and I don't want to talk about super serious things today. A dad from Arizona has gone viral for his hilarious mix-up during a real-time gender reveal in the delivery room with his wife in the stirrups. Hmm. 32-year-old Rhett Schoen told Newsweek he and his wife wanted to wait to find out the gender because they had a son and a daughter already. So this was going to be a surprise. He now has shared the video that has since gone viral on Instagram of him goofing, confidently announcing it's a boy. Only the doctors in the room aren't so sure. And we'll play it when we come back. I don't know how.
How do you make that mistake?
You mix it up, but he did.
Huh.
And one of the nurses you hear in the background goes, I don't know, look again.
Okay. By the way, and listen for this in our next traffic report. I'm just reading. I don't know if this is true, but I have no reason to doubt them. From 5799, just wanted to give you guys a traffic alert. 435 northbound Kansas side is backed up from Midland Construction to the I-35 interchange.
Let me look at the scout camera. Say that again, I-35. Oh, it's yep, there's Midland. Some exclamation points. Oh, those are angry exclamation points.
So apparently there's some sort of an accident. So that would be, if it was northbound, that means it's from the south side where by that old JCPenney's building past 95th Street. That's where the I-35 interchange is with.
Yeah, that is miles.
Man.
We will have your time.
That would all be in Lenexa.
Clearance when we get back. Just give me a minute because yep. there's a yep. lot of angry exclamation points on scout camera right now because it's rush hour.
We'll take a look. 913-586-7798. Sam Steve the Third, Dana Wright. Don't forget we have Festivus Friday coming up in about 40 minutes right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today. Q39KC.com. This is the second day I've been asked about that Hy-Vee commercial that just aired. Not a shameless plug. I'm just explaining it because apparently there's some confusion in there. I say maybe they can make it three in a row. I'm well aware that we're only on week two. I'm not talking about the games this season. I'm talking about Super Bowls.
Well, yeah, but even then, are you jinxing it?
I said maybe. I didn't say they're going to.
Would you knock on wood?
Man,
thank you.
Okay, so what do you think about this idea? I am going to get a gigantic Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes cutout, maybe a Taylor, I can't decide. And I'm going to strategically place them all over my house. Like, hey, go Chiefs.
I think that's the worst idea I may have ever heard.
Why? Well, in case someone shows up and they're not a Chiefs fan, well, who in Kansas City is not a Chiefs fan?
Well, a lot of people.
I've seen your new place, and it's not the biggest place.
The old place.
Oh, the place you're trying to sell.
Yes.
Trying to fill out the empty spaces we are.
What if I put one cutout of Patrick Mahomes or Travis or Taylor in every single room of the house? With like a little note that says, yay, welcome, go Chiefs.
I hear.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm going to do this early. You were actually going to be my grievance today. Because in the stack today is not a single story about real estate that I was going to use to inflame her.
I mean, I can find one. And
from here on
seconds.
Until that house sells, I am demanding a real estate story in every stack.
Well, I do have one for you.
Okay.
I do have one for you. Hey, everybody, it's Dana for my team at SomeoneByMyHouse.com. At SomeoneByMyHouse.com, they understand the nuances of an ever-changing real estate market. Challenges that include but aren't limited to higher interest rates, mounting bills, and particular potential buyers who want more today than a golf course view, refurbished hardwood floors, and a back patio perfect for hosting fall Chiefs games inside the boundaries of one of the top school districts in the entire United States. So if you're wide awake at 3 a.m. and you find your mind wandering to that stack of mounting bills or discarded oily rags, targeted lightning storms, or a visit from Lisa Left Eye Lopez, stop worrying. Go to SomeoneByMyHouse.com, where first they listen and then they help. SomeoneByMyHouse.com is brought to you by Tums, Meiomi Pinot Noir, Ambien, and the Miniger Clinic. Inpatient. The domain was available, and I bought it.
I see that.
Oh, it's a real website.
The website is live.
I just saw that. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't catch it at first that it was actually, I was looking for your house, and then it's actually right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You own the website SomeoneByMyHouse.com.
I do.
How much does a website cost?
Well, the meter's running, Scott. I had to do something. Hoping Zillow Gone Wild picks it up. But it was 3 o'clock in the morning and I couldn't sleep. And I thought, I wonder if anyone has ever bought that domain. And so I went to GoDaddy.com and sure enough, there it was.
Oh my God.
And I took it.
You have a beautiful home.
And I linked it. And if you type that all out, the entire curse word, type it all, you will get results.
Dana and Parks fans, it's time for the Daily Market Housing Index brought to you by Dana Wright and KC's hottest new real estate company, SomeoneByMyHouse.com. If you're like Dana, trapped in a newly refurbished vacant home that hasn't sold in months, go to SomeoneByMyHouse.com. Now let's check the current Can't Pay the Mortgage Market Index, where Dana's house has been on the market for
81
days. Now go to SomeoneByMyHouse.com. SomeoneByMyHouse.com is not expressly endorsed by the Fair Housing Act or the National Association of Realtors. Serious offers only. Pre-approval required.
So there's your story in the stack.
This is brilliant.
I hope you enjoy it.
Somebody says, I literally almost drove off the road.
From Yahoo Finance, where is the money poised to move as interest rates are poised to fall?
Not to South Leawood.
The Fed is poised to cut interest rates next week. It will have a ripple effect in the housing market. Certificates and deposits will be, and high yield savings accounts will be cleared out as people are buying homes everywhere but South Leawood.
You know what?
By the way, Sam, if you want, you can request a tour as early as today.
I mean, I don't know if we'll have time. We did have two showings today.
How did you build a website? I wouldn't have a clue. By the way, I love that sink.
Thank you.
Well, she didn't build the website. The website,
all of the finishes are
website.
Top shelf, Scott. And if you go to someone blankingbymyhouse.com, you can take a look.
Lovely back patio.
I know, isn't it gorgeous?
Ooh, pergola.
Check.
Aerial views?
Check.
You can see the golf course?
Check.
Wow.
Oh, there's views from 5,000 feet. Just like the square footage in the house that nobody's buying.
Does the gym equipment down in the basement come with the house?
Check.
Really? What about some of that furniture?
Scott, at this point, everything's negotiable, including my sanity.
Play it one more time, Sam.
Which one would you like to hear?
The first one.
Okay.
And then we'll do Bob coming back from break. Because I'm dying.
Oh, whoa, it's this one.
Hey, everybody, it's Dana for my team at SomeoneByMyHouse.com. At SomeoneByMyHouse.com, they understand the nuances of an ever-changing real estate market. Challenges that include but aren't limited to higher interest rates, mounting bills, and particular potential buyers who want more today than a golf course view, refurbished hardwood floors, and a back patio perfect for hosting fall Chiefs games inside the boundaries of one of the top school districts in the entire United States. So if you're wide awake at 3 a.m. and you find your mind wandering to that stack of mounting bills or discarded oily rags, targeted lightning storms, or a visit from Lisa Left Eye Lopez, stop worrying. Go to SomeoneByMyHouse.com, where first they listen and then they help. SomeoneByMyHouse.com is brought to you by Tums, Meiomi Pinot Noir, Ambien, and the Miniger Clinic. Inpatient.
Inpatient?
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dana and Parks fans, it's time for the Daily Market Housing Index brought to you by Dana Wright and KC's hottest new real estate company, SomeoneBuyMyFucingHouse.com. If you're like Dana, trapped in a newly refurbished vacant home that hasn't sold in months, go to SomeoneBuyMyFucingHouse.com. Now let's check the current Can't Pay the Mortgage Market Index, where Dana's house has been on the market for
81
days. Now go to SomeoneBuyMyFucingHouse.com. SomeoneBuyMyFuckingHouse.com is not expressly endorsed by the Fair Housing Act or the National Association of Realtors. Serious offers only, pre-approval required.
Okay, so little clarification, just so any of you who are actually looking to buy Dana's house, the website, the bad word is the second word in your website domain. So it's someone.
It's the domain that I own, like the house.
Someone blanking buymyhouse.com. That's the actual website.
Catch that for you at 3 a.m. You're welcome.
Did you write both of those?
Yeah, 3 a.m.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. A story here from Fox 4. An ambitious new development could be coming to Northeast Olathe in the next few years. Developers hope to turn one of two open fields at 119th and Renner into an entertainment district, and they want to use star bonds. The goal is to transform the 63 acres into an amusement park, sports arena, restaurants, hotel, and medical facility. Could do that right over here at the Gateway.
You could do a lot of things right over there at the Gateway, Scott.
Like build something.
Mm-hmm.
The identity of the developer had been a secret until recently. Fox 4 has learned that Loretto Properties and Vantrust Real Estate are the two driving forces behind it. Loretto is owned by Lamar Hunt Jr.
Okay.
It says here the amusement park may be the biggest talking point of the project. When most of us think of a theme park, places like Disney World or Universal come to mind, this is going to be much smaller, with only 20 rides.
Did you hear, and if you watch KCPT Week in Review tonight, and it re-airs Sunday night, Sunday morning, that one of the topics we talked about on the program this week that's airing is the sort of updated plan to somewhat pedestrianize the plaza? There are new owners coming in that are talking about maybe adding a grocery store, changing the parking spaces a little bit, adding security cameras, and then trying to get more back to a mom and pop feel instead of the chains that over the years started to creep in. But One of the things I was thinking about, Scott, is the chains started creeping into the plaza because the rent is unsustainable for a mom and a pop.
The reason there's not a single mom and pop shop in all of the plaza is because of the cost of the rent.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't do it.
There hasn't been a mom and pop in there in my entire life.
Well, I mean, the restaurants, some of the restaurants are local, aren't they?
I mean, they're local, but they're owned by major chain conglomerates because they're the only ones that can afford the rent. Huh.
Well, I love the idea of blocking off some of the streets to pedestrian-only traffic. I love that idea. But
there's people that go to doctor's offices down there. I mean, if you're elderly and you're used to going up and parking on the top floor of that garage and walking right into your doctor's office, and now you're going to have to walk half a mile?
And then I bet the stores are not going to like that because you'd have to open up the streets for some things to actual vehicle traffic. How are some of these stores in the middle of a block going to get their supplies? You know?
True.
You're going to need a truck to come down the street and drop off your stuff, or, you know, maybe you bring it from home. You don't want to have to park in a parking garage two blocks away and get a cart to get to your storefront. You don't think so?
Nah.
Okay. If you're sick of squealing tires interrupting your sleep and blocking your neighborhood roads, a new law passed on Thursday may bring relief. If you like being in the fray of illegal car stunt displays, the sideshows, you now have a new danger, higher fines and confiscation of your car.
Good. They arrested a ton of people about a week and a half ago for the same thing, Scott, here in Kansas City.
Kansas City City Council unanimously passed an ordinance aimed at cracking down on what has become known as sideshows. Two council members were absent. Quoting here from the mayor, "This is not just fun. This is not just something that people do to enjoy the night. This is something that gets in the way of a lot of people. Those who are going about their day are paramedics, so many others, and it's a problem that we are not going to accept long term." Recent reports have been even more alarming. At a public safety committee meeting on Monday night, two residents from different parts of the city described guns being fired into the air at these unsanctioned events.
I don't think you should get your car back after
that's one of the things.
If you just lose your car?
Yeah, if you are taking part in one of those, I love they say illegal sideshows. I don't know that there's such a thing as a sideshow that's legally done. But they confiscated stolen cars in this sting a couple weeks ago, Scott. Guns, ammo, and actual cars that belonged to some of the sideshow participants. They also arrested like 50 or some spectators. It was a massive.
So the maximum fines have gone up. For first, second, and third offenses, it was $150, $300, $500.
No.
It's now $250, $500, and $1,000. Fines for spectators remain at $100, but now you can lose your car, too, and be forced to pay a fee to get it back.
Can you lose your car as a spectator?
No.
No.
Just a $100 fine. By the way, those fines are nothing. These people spend more than that on one part to put on their car that they expect to break in the sideshow. The cost of getting the car out of the impound is nothing to these people. It's not going to matter.
Last weekend, Kansas City police posted on Twitter that they broke up sideshows both north and south of the river over the weekend. I think this is what you were talking about, Dana. They reported making two arrests, towing six vehicles, and issuing 57 citations.
That's what it was. It was 57 citations.
Including for spectating. Officers also recovered four guns.
The craziest thing about ne'er-do-wells is they don't mind doing ne'er.
That's true. Some replies to the post from the Kansas City Police Department were critical of the attempts to stop the displays. Listen to this. With some people saying those gathered are just car enthusiasts minding their own business.
No. Not if you are witnessing illegal behavior for sport. How's that any different than cockfighting?
They suggested
this. Think about it, Scott. If you didn't bring the bird to fight, you're just showing up to watch the cockfight. That is still illegal.
Well, yeah, because you're betting. I mean, that's what they do at cockfights. They bet on which bird's going to win. Remember there was a guy about a year or two ago who said he wanted to open up a legal sideshow area where people would come and do their sideshow and then just go
where
home.
Where are you going to put that? Next to the homeless shelter everyone also wants in their backyard?
I don't know. Do I look like somebody who's been to a sideshow ever in my life?
I'm sorry. Can we get back to the birds? I'm going to be obsessed right now. Michael Massey.
Related to Michael Mackey?
Hit a bird just now, apparently during batting practice, and it exploded into the air. And ground crews came out and scooped it up with a shovel and got it off the field. What is the infamous?
Oh, that was Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
You want me to show it to you?
Well, I've seen it.
Well, let's watch it
again. Does the commentator, do they understand in real time what happened to that bird that time?
Well, it was kind of hard not to know.
What are the odds with that pitch going 100 miles an hour?
Yep. That bird was all
what's called snarge. What's left over of a bird after it is exploded in midair is called snarge.
Okay. Here's the video. I think this has the play-by-play on it, Sam, if you would, please. Now, that's just the crowd. That's just the normal sound.
I don't know that the commentators at the time knew that I guess you could see the feathers.
It's not the only time it's happened.
I don't think it's common, but anyway.
Huh.
Look for a video of that at some point. I don't know if they film batting practice, but God, I hope they do.
Oh, I'm sure they do. In case somebody gets hurt.
Poor little bird never knew what hit him.
Huh. Let's see here. Oh, anyway. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. It is the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. I'm trying to, let me see if I can do this. There's a guy who was...
new dad.
Yeah, new dad. His wife is delivering their child, and he thinks what he's had is a son. And I got to move quickly because every time I refresh it mutes it again.
During his post, though, I do want to say, Scott...
Oh, you haven't said,
good. He calls the post, like the title, I Had One Job.
Yeah. Sam?
It's a boy.
There you go.
Oh, it's not. I don't know.
That didn't look like a boy.
It's a girl.
That doesn't look like a boy.
That's an umbilical cord, sir. That's not his.
Why are they cutting it?
I had.
It's called circumcision.
One job.
From the New York Post, a shirtless, out-of-control driver crashed into several vehicles and nearly struck a person before he ended his joyride rampage in a standoff with police on the University of Colorado football field.
Oh.
Carl Haglund, 48 years old, is accused of erratically driving his blue pickup truck and hitting at least two other cars, several trees, and signs from near Folsom Field in Boulder at 6:45 p.m. the other night. Witnesses of the off-campus crashes reportedly attempted to stop Haglund, a Massachusetts resident, from leaving the scene. However, he wasn't done with his joyride and fled, nearly hitting a bystander in the process. As he drove away from the crash site, Haglund drove into another car and struck more trees. Then he headed straight for the football field.
Oh, of course he did.
Drove toward a gate at Folsom Field, rammed his truck into the gates, and drove onto the football field itself. He stopped his severely damaged truck near the 40-yard line, leaving tire marks all over the field.
Okay.
Did he think he was going to make it out the other side?
Bye.
And he was shirtless.
Oh, of course.
Is there any suspicion of impairment?
Go without saying.
There is no charge of driving under the influence at all.
I feel like that's more concerning than...
I just read through all of the charges, not one for driving impaired.
Okay. He's just naturally impaired.
Do you know we mention every single year 816 Day, which is a huge day in Kansas City.
816. Yeah, you're right.
Today is 913 Day. All of the love has gone to Friday the 13th. It's Friday the 13th, and KU plays at Sporting tonight. The Chiefs are this weekend. Today is 913 Day. What does that mean for you? I don't know. I just want
it
you to know.
Absolutely,
it is
nothing.
913 Day.
Go JoCo and everywhere else that's 9.
JoCo and surrounds.
And Wyandotte. Come on, give some love to Wyandotte County, y'all.
I said everywhere else it's 913.
No, see, that in and of itself is talking down to Wyandotte County.
I agree. In fact, in KCK, Sam, who is anti the dot, local performers will join together tonight with community leaders, organizations, and businesses for a celebration between 7th and 8th Streets and Minnesota Avenue.
Good for them. That's very exciting.
Family friendly.
Yeah.
Happy 913 Day.
Okay. Story here also from the Post. A bee in your bonnet has nothing on a wasp in your belly. Mississippi. No, listen
to this.
Pretty
sure we don't say bee in the bonnet anymore, but go ahead.
What's wrong with it?
It's not 1842.
Oh. Mississippi scientists have discovered a new species of wasp that lays eggs in living flies.
Okay.
Inside of them. So the babies burst out of the fly's belly.
All right. Okay.
This is Logan Moore, a biologist at Mississippi State. At the time, we didn't think it was real.
I think Dana's actually on the verge of puking right now.
I almost threw up yesterday when I had a cricket on my bedspread. That should be the term. Not bee in your bonnet, cricket on the bedspread.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How do they catch the fly?
I don't know. Scott, that's so disgusting.
Wasps are way faster than flies.
Straight out of Alien, which, by the way, has anyone seen that yet? Because I keep saying I'm going to go see it.
Romulus.
And I haven't yet, but I still very badly want to go see it.
Well, if it's anything like the third A Quiet Place or whatever the heck it's called.
No, this one in the trailer, Sam, something is bursting out of that woman's stomach, and for that, I will go.
You do realize that it is a weekend.
I'm going to be out of town.
Does St. Louis not have movie theaters?
Well, I'm not going to go on a little weekend trip and go see a movie.
Well, why don't you go see it Sunday night when you're back?
Because I'll be all hopped up on the glow of the Chiefs win and probably three glasses of wine.
Sounds like a great time to go see a scary movie.
There is a movie theater not far from you now.
Yeah, I know it.
And they serve wine.
I'll go see it next week. I would love to hear, I just want a friend of mine to say I saw it, yes or no. Like, if I could just stream it at home, I will.
If only there were this website that a lot of people watched the movie and then let you know how it was.
No, because every once in a while, it will the reviews will be terrible, and it's like a movie that I love.
Yes, like Anchorman. They skewered that back in the early
2000s. Well, all comedies get skewered.
Okay, wait. Speaking of Will Ferrell, and I've been begging for you to play this trailer, and I think we should. The new documentary, Will and Harper, or Harper and Will, is coming out. It is marked on my calendar. It's in about 2 weeks. We are looking to actually rent a theater, Scott, for a bunch of us to go see this. So Will Ferrell, and the trailer is clean, by the way. It's very funny. Basically has been friends with one of the head writers at SNL since the day they both started on the same day at SNL. And his name was, let's say it was Bob. I don't even know. And Will Ferrell, a couple of years ago, gets an email from Bob that says, I have something to tell you. And based on that email, Will Ferrell, in real life, this is not a movie, says, would you like to go on a road trip across the country and figure out what this means? It's one of those trailers that I watched it, I cried, I sent it to all of my girlfriends, I watched it again, think I cried the second time. It's parts of it look very funny because Will Ferrell doesn't say anything that's not funny. But parts of it are very heartwarming and important. And they're saying this movie could save somebody's life. I will tell you that.
Will and Harper. Yeah, there it
is. Oh, my gosh. It looks amazing.
Huh. Will and Harper, new documentary will air this month on Netflix. Did you say that already?
Yes.
Okay, I was reading.
But
I was
trying to get a theater to stream it so we can get 100 people to go. Because I just think it's going to be one of those where everyone stands up at the end and claps.
Huh. I just read the rest of the story, and I don't think you said it on the air, and I won't either, because it'll give away the whole plot. But I was trying to find – the reason I missed the part about Netflix and everything, I was trying to find Michael Massey hitting a bird with the baseball.
I've already looked every 30 seconds for the last 7 minutes. There is – up to this point, there is no video. But when, in fact, we get video of the collision with the ball and the bird – you will hear it here first.
Lastly, before we get to Festivus Friday.
It sounds like this. Splat.
That's exactly. From NBC News, taking a high dose of ADHD drugs is linked to more than 5 times greater risk of developing psychosis or mania. How much do you take?
No.
How much do you take?
The teeniest, tiniest amount, and I have gone down to half.
Okay, what is wrong with you?
And I am off all of my anxiety meds.
The drugs include Adderall, Vyvanse, and generic amphetamines.
Yep. Have all of them.
Do you think those are connected?
No, I am telling you, I'm off all of my anxiety meds. I've been off for a month and I didn't want to tell you because I thought you'd be like, are you taking your meds?
No, but I mean the lower ADHD med dose and the lack of anxiety meds. Are those
probably a correlation? Probably. Okay. I don't feel as agitated when I'm in here with Scott.
Festivus Friday is coming up right after a quick news break with Dan Weinbaum. This is the easiest and best time to get in at 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.